jerks. How you doing? My name is Kyle.
And I'm Orion.
And you're listening to the show.
Yes.
The terrible show with the thoughts.
The worst show ever.
The only show on the internet, so you're going to have to stick with it or die. I don't know. Bad start. I went to have Chinese food today. There's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Yeah. It was good.
To the week.
Stuffed myself to the gills. Every time I go to a Chinese buffet, I always tell myself ahead of time, I'm going to eat at least three plates of food.
At least.
Because it's a fucking buffet, man. Stuff yourself silly.
You have to.
Get your money's worth.
If you don't, you're an asshole.
I never eat more than two.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever.
No. Mother.
Is that your phone going
fucker.
Off? Who is it? Is it Aldi? It's got to be.
It's my fucking sister. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, no. Worse.
Jesus Christ.
So I went to Chinese Chinatown, and I had some crab rangoons.
Oh, the best.
I had some General Tso's chicken. I'm not sure if that's how that's pronounced or not.
I know what you're talking about, though.
I had
some... Because it's spelled funny.
Sesame chicken. I had very many different types of chicken. Mm-hmm. Pepper chicken. Hawaiian chicken. Didn't even know that was a thing. Some kind of Japanese bourbon chicken, like the Chinese were like, fuck it, it's all Asian. And then I had some cookies and cream ice cream.
Ooh, I gotta throw that in there.
World-renowned Chinese delicacy. And then I was hanging out with listener April, our buddy. That's why we went to Chinatown. Then we came back here to my place. And we talked about dead and dying relatives. We talked about cats and tattoos. She came out here to get a tattoo.
Oh, that's why she was out here. Okay.
Bird on a wire.
Aha.
Apparently, it's some song that I don't know, but it's also a movie that I kind of do know. And when I said that, she was like, yeah, but the song came first. And so I pushed her down the stairs. This is kind of a bad start, kind of low key. I'm a little bit bummed and a little bit aggravated.
Yeah, what's going on?
Because the other thing, well, there are two other things I did today. One, sweat my ass off all day and sat around with no pants on. And as anybody who's listening long enough knows, I don't really like sitting around with no pants on. I prefer to be as clothed as possible at all times.
That is true.
So if I'm sitting around with my pants off, it is fucking hot, melting all over the place.
Kyle swims with clothes on.
Yeah, well.
Jeans, t-shirt. Oh, yeah.
I have, yeah. And the other thing I've been doing today, since about 12 hours ago, and it just stopped right as we started recording, basically, because I haven't been able to continue it, is arguing with my father via email about the Fibonacci sequence and Einstein failing math.
Okay, that's...
Yeah.
When I showed up, Kyle was telling me, man, I'm getting into it with my dad over the, you know, over email. And I'm like, oh, what could it be? Your bad habits? Smoking? Drinking? What's going on?
No,
I would have never guessed.
It's math. It's a math argument.
What the fuck?
Of course, by the end of it, and there are the emails back and forth are in the double digits now. By the end of it, it was no longer about math. Now it's about me being a horrible person.
Oh, no.
But it started out about math. See, the thing is, and actually, my dad in the last email said, you're probably going to talk about this on your... Actually, I'm not going to read his emails, but let me read to you what he said.
Oh, no.
The last thing he said was... I suppose you're going to have our little conversation on your bullshit, sarcastic, full of shit website that has no real valuable meaning.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Why do I want to go to a website and listen to my oh-so-clever and smart-ass son make an ass out of himself while your sidekick Orion follows up with, duh, yeah, or something like that? Words hurt, don't they?
What?
Yeah.
Happen, Kyle? My feelings are hurt.
It started, I know. Why do you lash out at you all of a sudden? What'd you do? But, it started out with yesterday. Completely innocently, I called him because I haven't talked to him in forever. And we talked about all kinds of stuff. He was talking about how shitty the government is and how shitty looking for a job is and how doctors are stupid because his mom was in the hospital and apparently the doctors fucked a bunch of shit up. And his brother died of leukemia a long time ago. But at the time, apparently, the doctors fucked something up there, something to do with not giving him platelets or giving him too many or something like that. And he bled out in his brain. So my dad hates doctors. So we talked about all that stuff. And then on a lighter note, we started talking about this art project he's got going where he's making a deck of playing cards. They're basically like any other deck of playing cards in the sense that they have the same suits, you know, hearts and clubs and diamonds and all that. They have an ace of spades and all that. But he's going for this design aesthetic where he's collected all of these kind of arcane and archaic and ancient kind of mystical things that he's using as part of his aesthetic. Like, he looked up this number system used by old-ass monks,
mm-hmm.
and that's part of it. He looked up a bunch of alchemy symbols.
Interesting.
In the process, he made up a couple of new ones because there are four elements in alchemy, and he had part of his design on the backs of the cards. There's like a Star of David, mm-hmm. and then it has the six triangles on the outside. So he's got the four elements in each of the side triangles. And then on the top and the bottom, he's got an element for God or eternity, as he calls it. And one on the bottom for time. Those are the ones he made up.
Interesting.
Also was talking about using the Fibonacci sequence and the golden ratio, which, if you don't know what those are, the Fibonacci sequence is a sequence of numbers that basically goes, each entry is the sum of the previous two entries. So if it starts with one, sometimes it starts with one and one. Like, it'll be 1, 1, 2, because 1 and 1 is 2.
Got it.
Then 3, because 2 and 1 is 3. Then 5, because 3 and 2 is 5, and so on. And the golden ratio is derived from that, and it's a number. It's like 1.618 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's commonly believed to be almost like a mystical number that appears everywhere in nature. The common thing that people use to explain that is a nautilus shell, a seashell that's a spiral.
Mm-hmm.
And when you plot the Fibonacci sequence just right, you make a bunch of squares based on the golden ratio, and then you make a spiral out of that, and it looks like a nautilus shell. A nautilus shell follows the Fibonacci sequence. This is amazing. And then you follow the golden ratio. You can figure out all these different measurements on a human being, all these relationships between the petals on flowers and the rotation of the planets and all this crap. And a lot of it is crap.
Yeah.
It is a real thing, a real mathematical thing, but it doesn't appear in nature as often as people claim it does. And it's not some magic thing. It's just a pattern. It's a relatively simple pattern. My dad was going on and on about the ancient or the old masters. That's what he keeps calling them. He's talking about people like Leonardo da Vinci and old philosophers and things like that. He keeps calling them the old masters. And he's talking about this Fibonacci sequence and the golden ratio, which he chose to call the divine proportion. It's another name for the same thing. But I think there's a clue in there to his opinion on it, the divine proportion rather than the golden ratio. But anyway, so he's going on and on about it. And it kind of sounded like he was buying into this sort of Dan Brown, Da Vinci Code-esque bullshit. So later that night, I was on Reddit.com, and I was just surfing around, and there was a video about the Fibonacci sequence and the golden ratio. And then in the comments, there was a link to an article kind of debunking all the bullshit mysticism surrounding it.
Mm-hmm.
So then I sent him a link, and I said, "Hi, Dad, I thought you might find this interesting." So I sent him a link on a topic that I knew he was interested in, and he blew the fuck up.
Oh, no.
Like I said, I'm not going to read these, but the first thing he said was, "So are you trying to tell me that everything the old masters did is nonsense? That no credit should be given to the earlier thinkers of this world before the age of the internet, television, computers, etc.?" He got pissed because he thought I was saying that any old wisdom is horse shit.
That's not what you're saying, clearly.
It kept on going. I explained myself. I went back and I said, "No, I'm not trying to say that everything that the old masters did was bullshit." But, first of all, I never made that point. But if I was making that point, I would trust a computer when it comes to math over a long dead old man.
Yeah.
But that wasn't what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say was that there's some mysticism and some bullshit to this. Here it is. If you don't believe it, fine. But you could have just said, "Yeah, I don't believe that," or whatever, you know, or "I see that this is suspect and here's why," and list a list of reasons why this is suspect. Instead, he just got mad and he said, "I insulted his intelligence by sending him that link." He accused me of lacking intelligent discipline. Later on in the series of emails, he called me an asshole. Jesus. He said, "Hello, son, you're an asshole."
Oh my God.
Because I kept going back and forth with him. At one point, he said to me something, I forget what he was even talking about. He was talking about he was bragging about how smart he is. That's what he was doing. He was telling me about how he's taken, you know, IQ tests and they've proven that he's really, really smart. And he took some test in Omni magazine that involved decrypting a message or something.
What does that have to do with this, though?
And he did it just fine. Then he took it to work and nobody at work could do it because I guess he works with a bunch of dummies. Or maybe he's really smart. He is really smart, but he's just bragging about how smart he is. Then he told me that when he was in school, he took art classes and he failed some of them, not because he wasn't any good at art, but because he wasn't interested. Then he related that to Einstein failing math. At which point I told him Einstein never failed math. And he got even more upset. And then he started linking me to articles about Einstein failing math. But when I read the articles he was linking me to, he even highlighted portions of the text. Mm-hmm. They didn't say Einstein failed math. They said the opposite. They said it was a myth. And then he linked me to another thing from ChaCha.com where somebody said, did Einstein really fail math? And some ChaCha idiot who gets paid minimum wage to sit at home and talk to people on the internet said, yep, he found it so boring at school that he failed some math. He got so distracted.
Oh, no.
And I kept refuting these points and making other points, and he would never, instead of refuting mine, he would come back and tell me I'm an asshole. He would tell me I've got a lot to learn, I lack wisdom, I have no respect for my elders, that kind of bullshit. And then one of the last things he said to me was he called me out. Oh, yeah. One of the personal insults he said to me was that he made a reference to my dead-end job and the podcast as though they were negative things, basically to say, what are you doing with your life that's so special?
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? You know, like it's basically like we're talking about the Fibonacci sequence in math, and all of a sudden you're basically saying, oh yeah, well, you're ugly.
Yeah,
you know,
basically. Like, it's the kind of pattern you see in the forum, not our forums, but on every forum on the internet.
It has nothing to do with anything.
When someone's trying to argue a point, yeah, they just, what else do I got here that's total bullshit to argue my way through this?
And then,
you're ugly. Yeah, it's just, God damn it.
In one of his last emails, he called me out for saying that he had a dead-end job. And I said, I honestly don't remember saying that. If I did, you're right, I forgot. Because he said, like, oh, you forgot. How soon we forget. You know, you said to me that I had a dead-end job. Now you're mad because I said it to you. Oh, words hurt, don't they? You know.
Oh, Jesus.
And so I said, well, when did I say you had a dead-end job? Because I don't remember that. If I did say it, and I may have, you're right, I forgot. But I doubt that I said, you know, like we were talking about something else and I got mad because you disagreed with me. And I said, oh yeah, well, you have a dead end job. Because I didn't. Turns out he was talking about a time when you and I lived together at our first apartment when I first moved to Grand Rapids. And he came by and he was talking to me about going to college. And I said I didn't want to go that route, but I didn't want to settle for a dead end job like his. Now, if I said it just like that, kind of an asshole move.
Yeah.
But how long ago was that?
Jesus. 10 years ago? 9 years ago.
Not maybe 8, 7. I don't know.
Yeah.
But even so, that's a long fucking time ago. I just moved out of my mom's house.
Yeah.
You know, and so he's mad at me for saying he had a dead end job. I don't even know if that's what I said, but if I did, I'm pretty sure I qualified it by saying, you know, I don't mean to offend you, but even you know that you have more potential than this. He was working in the auto industry. He was running machines in a factory.
Yeah.
And he is a brilliant artist. He's very smart.
Yes.
He wasn't living up to his potential. It wasn't an accusation. I was just saying that I didn't want to work in an automotive plant for my whole life.
Because it sucks, yeah.
Yeah, and he knew it sucked. He would
It's a fact, yeah.
He's unemployed now. He got laid off, so I guess it was a dead-end job. But he anytime I would talk to him when he had that job, he would complain to me about that job. So for me to insult that job, it's like if I went around insulting my sister for being a fat, stupid bitch all the time, and then somebody else says it, and I'm like, fuck you, don't talk about my sister.
Yeah.
It's horse shit. It's hypocritical, and you're full of shit, Dad. And then he called me out for saying I don't really care about family, which I know I explained to him. At some point, I told him,
God damn it,
family isn't really all that important to me. And I explained it. I said to him that I don't think a blood relationship should determine how much you care about a person. I also qualified it and said, that doesn't mean I don't care about you. It's more about my extended family. You know, people I've almost never seen in my entire life. Yeah. Why should I give a shit about what's happening to them? I do give a shit about my dad, and I have told him as much. Mm-hmm. But all he heard was, I don't care about family.
Yeah.
Kind of like all he heard was, I said, dead-end job. Or all he heard when I sent him a link to information I thought he would find interesting was, you're wrong, faggot. That's what he thought I was saying. And it's nonsense. And no matter how much I try to explain to him that that's not what I'm saying, he keeps throwing it back in my face. Last night on the phone with him, he said he was complaining about how I never call, how he never sees me. And I said, as a joke, if it makes you feel any better, I never call mom. And then I giggled because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's a joke. Of course, that wouldn't make you feel any better. But he threw that in my face in this last email, too. Yeah, to hell with her. She has nothing interesting to talk about. And you could care less about her feelings to simply let her know that you care about her and ease her mind. And blah, 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 blah. Fuck off, Dad. Seriously. What a load of horseshit. The one thing I said in the whole thing that I think could be, because he keeps accusing me of insulting him. The one thing I said in the whole thing that I think could be constituted or construed as an insult to him was at one point he was arguing, we were arguing about intelligence testing, like IQ tests, because the article I linked him to about the Fibonacci sequence as an aside had a part where the guy kind of went on a tangent about patterns in IQ tests. And he gave an example. It was the letter O, the letter T again, the letter F again, the letter S, and then the letter S again. And you were supposed to guess the next three.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is ENT, because the O is one, the T is two, the T is three, the F is four, the F is five, the S is six, and the S is seven. What's the next one? Eight, nine,
ten. Eight, nine, ten, yeah.
That's what you're supposed to figure out. What the guy in the article was saying was that that could be anything. Like, there are all kinds of things you could come up with that could fit that pattern, but you would be wrong because you didn't guess what the person who came up with the pattern question was thinking about at that particular time. My dad said that's horseshit because he's really great at figuring out patterns and solving puzzles. Because he's really good at it, then of course it's a proper way to test intelligence, of course. So he was arguing about the validity of intelligence tests, and he misspelled the word intelligence. So in my response, I said in parentheses, intelligence, which you misspelled, by the way, smart guy. And I meant that as a joke. Man, that was like, you know, elbow, friendly ribbing.
But not in this heated argument.
But I did concede the point. I can see how you could take that as an insult. And I apologized for that. But it doesn't matter. And that's the only time in the whole thing that I've insulted him. Everything else has been making valid points, and he hasn't even addressed any of them.
Yeah.
And this is crazy to me. Maybe it's not that interesting to other people, but the crazy thing about it is my dad prides himself on his intellect. He thinks he is the smartest guy. He thinks he's so fucking smart, and he is, but it's like he goes uncontested for so long. He doesn't have other smart people to converse with. And when somebody challenges his views, it blows his fucking mind. It fries his circuitry and he loses his shit.
Like, obviously.
My dad has never called me an asshole in my life.
I'm a little put back by this, yeah.
I looked at the screen, hello, son, you are an asshole, which actually he misspelled, but I'd made a point of not pointing that out. He said, Y-O-U-R space A-R-E space A-N-D space asshole. Your R and asshole is what he said. But I didn't point that out because, as he had pointed out earlier in the whole argument, it doesn't really matter if he misspells things. I get the meaning of it. And that's not necessarily a sign of intelligence. It's just a sign of ability to use language, which aren't necessarily the same thing. But he has consistently misspelled things throughout the whole thing. And it's been a little difficult for me to not point it out. But Jesus, I don't even know. What should I do at this point? The last thing he said was that our podcast is shit, which, as far as I know, he's listened to it once. And that one time he listened to it, he told me it reminded him of him and his brother when they were younger. And he said he liked it. He said he thought it was funny. So he's either attacking me and the podcast and you just because you're an innocent bystander.
I don't take any offense. Don't worry.
Well, he's either attacking us because he hates it and never told me, or he's attacking us just because it's going to hurt my feelings.
I think that's the reason, yeah.
And the truth is, it doesn't really hurt my feelings. It's just perplexing. Like, I'm not crying, and I'm not going to have trouble sleeping tonight. It's just weird. Why are you so pissed off because I provided you information that you didn't know?
I think he's just deep down just pissed because when it boils down to it, you haven't called him in a while, and He fucking loves you and misses you. That's what it comes down to. And all this nonsense will come about. Every little thing in the past that he can remember will come up.
I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's this repressed, anger.
Yeah.
Because I don't call enough or whatever or come by. Because last Christmas I didn't come over.
Because when people get really, really, really pissed off, they're not always rational, you know? And clearly he's not. He hasn't addressed any of your points.
I just don't understand why he's so pissed off.
He's just pissed.
I literally, in the first email, all I said was, "Hi, Dad, I thought you might find this interesting," and I linked him to an article.
Yeah.
That was it. I didn't say, "Hey, Dad, all your ideas are bullshit. Fuck off. Go fuck yourself. I hate you. Die." I didn't say anything. I just said, "Hi, I thought you might find this interesting." And and then he's got such a massive fucking ego. In his first email back to me, he put in quotes, he said, "Chaos is a mutation of absolute perfection. However, that chaos is what gives us our diversity of all things and is a form of perfection in itself." That quote is from your dad. He's quoting himself philosophizing. He's saying, "The great philosopher, your dad, said this." And it's brilliant. And it's not that brilliant. What he basically said was, perfection is so awesome, it's even perfect when you fuck it up. He's saying that chaos is a mutation of perfection. Perfection is this. And when it fucks up, that's chaos. It's mutating. But that's also perfect. So perfection is so great. It's so perfect. You can't even fuck it up because that's also perfect. That's what he's saying. But he thinks he's so fucking brilliant. He just quoted himself to me.
It sucks hearing this because I have nothing but respect for your dad. He's the coolest dad ever. I wish, like, my dad's cool, but he sounded like when you were a kid, like the coolest dad ever, you know. He was on my, he would have been, like, if my dad was like your dad, we would have been on the same page from the get-go, you know, artistic wise. But I don't want to comment on it because I think I understand. He's just pissed off.
Well, if you don't comment on it, you'll just be my sidekick kick who says, oh, yeah.
But how do you write this and not see that you sound crazy, man?
It does sound crazy. And the thing is,
it sounds crazy. Like he's losing his shit.
I do love my dad. I love him. And he is really smart. And he's a great artist. He's probably better than me. But he has this, I really think when he thinks of me, he thinks of a child. And to hear me telling him he's wrong about something bruises his ego. Mm-hmm. I am not supposed to know things he doesn't know. I'm never supposed to correct him. He's supposed to instruct me about the wonders of the universe. And I'm supposed to take it all in and go, gee whiz, Dad, you're so fucking brilliant.
Because he's been around longer, you know, he's lived longer. He's been through more shit than you.
Yeah.
So there's no way you could know more than him in other aspects.
Right.
And that just doesn't, that's not true.
No, it's not.
Damn it.
And of course it isn't. We're different people. Even if I was legitimately stupider than him,
mm-hmm.
and everything he thinks about me being younger and thus being less wise was literally true,
mm-hmm.
there would still be things I would know that he would not. That's just the way it works. There are things you know that I don't.
Yeah.
There are things I know that you don't. And that's true for all people. It doesn't mean, Dad, you're an idiot if I tell you you're wrong. And he kept arguing with me about Einstein failing math. At one point, it turned into, well, there are lots of points or there are lots of pieces of information to support your point, but there are also lots of pieces of information to support my point. And we can never really know for 100% certainty. So, meh.
So, yeah. So who gives a shit?
No, not. But that's like,
back
when
up.
I talk about people seeing dragons and explaining it to each other and then going, are you supposed to go, oh, I guess there are dragons now because you saw one. It's the same thing to say to me that because I can't disprove what you're saying, it must be true, is nonsense. And he should know that because he is a really smart guy, but he doesn't care because he's wrong and I'm right. Or at least that's what I'm saying. At the very least, that's what I'm saying. And that blows his fucking mind. And I really think that's what it is. I really think it's that he sees me as a child, his child specifically, and that I'm not allowed to be smarter than him or to know more than him. And I don't think I'm smarter than him, but I do think there are a lot of areas in which I do know more than him.
Yeah. This takes me back to when I had that incident with my dad, when we were face to face and he was basically just ripping me apart and calling me out on my failures in life as if I understood that he, like, deep down, he was just pissed because I never fucking call him. And I get that because we're fine now. He just had to get that off his chest. And he made no fucking sense.
Did this, out of curiosity, were you having some other argument and then he flew off the handle into this?
This came out of nowhere. See, like, it was pent up, yeah.
That's why I don't think that it's just that he's mad that I'm not calling him and it's coming out in this form.
It was an opportunity, possibly.
Maybe.
Like, here I go.
God, the whole thing just devolved so quickly, though. It was all about the beauty in nature and math and how it describes nature and the relationship between different distances and measurements on things. And then it turned into, you're a horrible son, you're an asshole, you don't care about family, meaning me, everything you do hurts my feelings, fuck yourself, die.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, what am I supposed to do? I really want to know, what am I supposed to do now? Am I supposed to say, like, how can I fix it? I don't think, even if I didn't care about my position anymore and I just wanted to fix it, I don't think I could. I don't think I could say, you know.
Nothing you could say.
There's nothing I could say. If I said, you're right, Dad, I apologize, I'm sorry for being such an asshole, that would come off as trite, as me being sarcastic, like, fuck you, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, fuck you, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
What could I possibly say at this point? that could make this better. I don't think there is anything. I think he just needs to cool down mm-hmm. and get back to me.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, last night on the phone, he was talking to me about how I really need to come out for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
And I honestly think at the end of this series of emails that I'm probably uninvited.
Probably, yeah.
You fucking asshole.
Ugh.
Because I'll just come there and I'll tell him all about how Santa isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So that's what I've been doing today. And it's been really occupying a lot of my thinking, my mental processes. And it's blowing my fucking mind.
If I were you, I'd be very upset. Yeah, it's your dad, you know? This saddens me.
I'm not upset as much as I'm just perplexed.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't know where all this shit came from.
Yeah.
But I guess I'm running out of things to say about it, unless you have a point you want to make or whatever.
No.
But, moving right along to the next thing, I guess. I've been off for a couple of days, so I've had plenty of time to look at bullshit on the internet.
All right.
And I came across a video from the show The Talk. Have you heard of this show?
I haven't.
It's basically The View, but on a different channel. It's a bunch of old, well, not they're not all old, but a bunch of ladies getting together and vaginaing it up.
Okay.
Having a hilarious good time. And there's a video here that I found that I thought was kind of funny and kind of interesting.
Enjoy.
What did we put in the water for that? Men out there, brace yourselves, because we're about to go there, because this woman.
All right, they're showing a picture of a woman. It's obviously a mugshot. The people in the room are Sharon Osbourne. The person who was just talking is Catherine Q, I think. I don't know who that is.
Don't know.
Some Asian lady. Darlene from Roseanne is a part of the panel. Leah Remini, I think. The wife from King of Queens.
Yep, yep.
I think there is... did you ever watch Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Yeah.
One of the chicks from that show, whose name escapes me right now. Something Robinson, maybe? And I think there might be one other person.
This woman allegedly did. According to the Orange County DA's office, Catherine Q. Becker is accused of cutting off her husband's penis.
Oh, I'm sorry. Catherine Q. Becker. Catherine Q. is not the Asian lady. That's the lady they just showed a mugshot of. The Asian lady, I don't know what her name is.
No.
Okay. Sorry.
With a knife. According to the Orange County DA's office, Catherine Q. Becker is accused of cutting off her husband's penis with a knife, taking his penis and throwing it into the garbage disposal.
Oh, shit. And now Sharon Osbourne is doing this kind of swirly motion with her finger, like the dick going down the drain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of funny, you know, a dick getting cut off, kind of funny, but
that's for bitches, yes.
Yeah.
She's been charged with felony torture and aggravated mayhem. Police say Becker attacked him because he filed for divorce. She's being held. She goes, that'll teach him.
Oh, ladies.
Dear God.
Men are terrible, right, ladies?
Yeah.
God, they're showing I paused it on a clip of the audience.
Oh, no.
Holy shit. It's like a trailer park exploded.
California right. jail while her husband remains in the hospital.
I bet you that those prison guards are wearing one of those. What are those things that footballers wear? Those metal cups.
Oh, yeah. That the athletes wear.
Yes, yes.
Jock straps.
Cups. I mean, I don't know the circumstances. I don't know.
This is obviously Sharon Osbourne talking.
Obviously.
So why he filed for divorce, I don't know what was going on between them. However, I do think it's quite fabulous. I mean...
All right.
What a bitch!
I don't know the circumstances. You know, I don't know what was going on.
But I will judge.
Yes, but I will say right here and now that cutting off dicks, regardless of the reason, awesome, A-okay in my book. They all need to go.
Right, audience? Woo!
Yep, we have vaginas. We agree with whatever you say, fellow vaginas.
You can't really cut off a vagina because it's a hole, so we're safe.
So powerful.
Ah.
I mean, can you just imagine that thing whizzing around the disposal? It's like hysterical. But
I do agree with her that imagining a dick whizzing around in a garbage disposal is kind of funny. I don't have a problem with them laughing at the subject matter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the kind of shit we do. That's fine.
Yeah.
But some of the conclusions they come to.
Oh, God.
However, I think I would have just, depending on why she cut it off. I mean, it does depend on the reasons why.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Standards. I'll think of one. I would have just thrown it in the dog's bowl.
Why does the dog have to suffer?
Chewing on an old bone.
Hilarious.
Well, remember the Lorena Bobbitt, the Bobbitt case,
yeah,
where
love her.
She kind of did that
love
first.
Her. I like candles by her picture.
Yeah.
We all love Lorena Bobbitt, right?
What fuck is going on here?
Poster child for modern feminism. Let's all cut dicks off.
Oh, you know what I bet happened? The guy wanted to file for divorce because his wife is a bitch. I don't know. Theory.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her why he wanted to. And, you know, women, you know, they're not very rational.
Right.
And she would freeze him in every rational, you know, point he tried to make,
mm-hmm,
and she just got so pissed off because she couldn't do anything, she couldn't say anything. He was right, so what do you do?
Are you saying
let's talk? Let's act and be crazy.
Are you saying my dad's gonna cut my dick off?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's continue.
You love Bobbitt. Well, at least she didn't put it in the garbage disposal. So there was they went and they found it in a field somewhere, right, and they were able to reattach it. But once you put it in the garbage disposal, I guess there's no reattaching that.
And also, it's like, was she like, oh, I cut it up, but that's not enough. I'm going to throw it in the garbage disposal.
And then turn it off.
She wasn't satisfied by just cutting it off.
I don't know that there's anything that my husband could do to make me that mad, though.
Oh, I can think of some.
Really?
Dear God, Kyle.
Hold on.
It's actually not funny. I just said that to be funny. But there are things that I don't want to say because we're laughing about it and it's fun, that I can think of one thing that a man can do that I would consider chopping up his stuff.
Hmm. Oh, my God.
She never says what it is, but people kind of guessed that it's rape.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, yeah, rape, like real fucking rape. If you cut a rapist's dick off, thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job. Yeah. And so I think that's fine. And I think this is like the voice of reason all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? Actually, there's only one situation I can think of. We're having a good time, but it's, you know, it's not really that funny. A guy got his dick cut off and it's never coming back.
She
put it in the fucking garbage disposal. So at least they're acknowledging that. And yeah. I think they're totally fine so far, except for Sharon, who seems to really want to go out and do this and promote dick cutting off.
She's having a good time.
Is it cheating?
No, it's not cheating. No, like
I think
I got it.
I hear you.
What is it?
Like
a bad crime kind of thing. But I was also thinking, like, I wonder what their fights were like before this. Like,
that's a good point.
What their fights were like? If you don't take out the trash, I'm going to cut your penis off.
Right? Did he see it coming? Yeah. Right. Were there signs?
But allegedly, there's so much premeditation. There's poisoning the food or drugging him or tying him up. And then when the police got there, she was like, he deserved it. He's in there. That's what she said.
Who was the police?
She did.
Oh, that was nice.
That is kind of funny.
There's something I want to point out, though, not to be like a total buzzkill, mm-hmm, but it is a little bit like sexist. Like if somebody cut a woman's breast off, no one would be sitting laughing. Like it's not that right to sit around laughing about it.
That's Darlene from Roseanne talking, the voice of reason. And they just cut to a shot of the Asian lady whose name I don't know. And she's got her head cocked to the side and she's squinting, which is kind of an accomplishment for an Asian lady. But she's making this ridiculous, like, faux interest face. Like, perhaps you're right, raining on our parade. Yeah.
Think about it.
It's different, though.
It is different.
One's floppy and...
That's why.
Oh, Jesus.
That,
I don't know.
It's right there that I start to take issue with this whole discussion. I have no problem with you laughing at the idea of a dick flopping around in a garbage disposal. Kind of funny. I have laughed about a kid getting his eyes gouged out by a dude on PCP.
Yeah.
I get it. It's funny. But the fact that Sharon apparently thinks it's honestly different, a guy getting his dick cut off to a woman getting her tits cut off, or whatever. They're both torture and mutilation. Like, but for some reason, if it happens to a man, it's different. That's where I start to go, what? What are you talking about,
crazy?
Stick stuff like that. It's easy to do that.
Some
floppy. Both can be floppy. It's just, okay, let's just put that out there. Well, she only had to deal with one spouse. Can you imagine if she had to deal with more than one spouse?
Okay, so that's it.
Can you imagine, Kyle?
Can you imagine?
She'd be cutting dicks off left and right.
What a weird thing to say. Maybe that call was a callback to something else they talked about earlier in the show or something, but what a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, she cut, at least she only had one husband. What if she had multiples? You know, like all those people who do.
Yeah.
I think even in Utah, that's really the dude has multiple wives kind of thing. It's not usually a multiple husbands deal.
Was this like episode one of the show?
No. This show's been around for a while.
It sounds like they're just, what do I say? I don't know what to say. Throw this out. And everybody laughs.
I legitimately think a bunch of it is funny. Some of it is kind of, I do think when Sharon Osbourne said, who called the police? And they're like, she did. She's like, oh, well, that's nice. I really do think that's kind of funny. I could see myself saying something like that.
Yeah.
Like, who called, like, the guy gouging his son's eyes out and eating them when he's on PCP? Who called the police? The guy on PCP. Oh, well, that's nice.
Oh,
you know, I could see that. Yeah. That's funny. It's only when she draws the line and actually says that it's different that it happened to a dude. How is it different? Because men are inherently evil.
Yes.
And their penises are their tools of destruction.
Yes.
And so we're essentially disarming a horrible criminal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the only thing I can think of. And what a horrible train of thought. What a horrible line of logic to follow her down.
Yeah. I can just picture the show, like, including, like, one black guy on the side, and they're discussing something, and then they turn to the black guy, and he makes a comment, or just makes a face. Like, I can just imagine it, you know, twirling around, and they look over at him, and he's, like, got that, like, ooh, I don't know about that. Shit.
Yeah.
And everybody laughs, because look at the guy.
The one guy for
look at him.
Comic relief, where they just cut to him looking uncomfortable every so often.
Basically.
That'd be great, actually. That'd be a pretty fantastic show.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so bitches be crazy.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny to me that, like, not that I had any particular thoughts about what Darlene from Roseanne thought, but
yeah.
And I don't know her name, or I would stop calling her that, but it's kind of funny to me to call her Darlene.
She looks like a Darlene.
From Roseanne.
Anyway.
But anyway, it's kind of interesting to me that she's the only one who actually spoke up and said, like, Leah Remini came kind of close. She was like, I can only really see this being justified in basically one situation.
Mm-hmm.
But Darlene's the only one to say, you know what? I mean, this is funny. It is funny.
Yeah.
A dick flopping around. But it wouldn't be funny if it happened to a woman. Maybe we should think about why. And everybody else was like, fuck you, bitch.
We're having a good time, party pooper.
Dicks are evil.
Yeah.
They're for stabbing. So that's one of the things that I looked at on the internet today. You want to know what else I looked at the internet,
Kyle?
Today?
Bring it on.
Here's something that would piss my dad off if he believed it and I told him otherwise.
Oh, no.
It's a video of a boy called Magnet Boy.
This 11-year-old boy from Brazil is attracting more than just attention. How about...
They're showing on the video, there's a fat little boy with a bunch of kitchen utensils and coins and electronic devices all stuck to his chest.
Uh-huh.
He's just shirtless. He's standing there with all these things stuck to his chest because he's Magnet Boy.
Small change, forks, spoons, nail clippers, even an electric razor, and the list goes on. The boy's chest and back have a rare magnetic draw. This doctor says he's never seen anything like it, but adds it's not cause for concern. At school, the boy says his classmates call him Magnet Boy, a nickname that so far has, well, stuck. Nicole Grether, The Associated Press.
Okay, that's nonsense.
Yeah.
It's total bullshit. For multiple reasons. One, you could easily stick a spoon to my sweaty chest right now. No problem.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt that he's a little rotund and his chest is on an incline because he's got that belly down there.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of gravity at play there holding things in place.
He's a bigger kid. He's always sweating. Shit sticks to him. Yeah.
There have been cases of people who claimed to be magnetic, but in truth, they just had especially porous skin that was slightly more frictiony. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the right word right now. But there was more friction to their skin than other people, so it was easy to make things hang on them.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things they showed sticking to him was pocket change. Now, this is Brazilian money, so I don't know what it's made of for sure, but it was kind of bronzy colored, maybe copper, like a penny or whatever. It's not magnetic.
Yeah.
It wouldn't stick.
that's a good point.
They had a USB thumb drive stuck to him, I don't think that that would really work either.
No.
They had an electric razor, probably also wouldn't stick to an actual fucking magnet, let alone a magnetic boy. So, but this is the kind of thing, like if my dad had sent me this article and said, or this video and said, check this out, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And I told him all the reasons why it was fucked up. He would tell me why I'm not going to heaven.
Yeah.
You know, it's just nonsense.
Jesus. It reminds me of that story. There's always little boys in these stories. The one that said he died and met Jesus. And because he's a little boy and had such graphic detail in his story, like people believe it. My grandma told me about this. And she fucking believes it. Like, see, Orion?
See?
See? The little boy has spoken.
Sometimes little boys die. And it turns out God wasn't paying much attention. He was like, oh shit, that one wasn't supposed to go. So he comes back to life after meeting Jesus because that's the way things work. You know, that's what we believe is that sometimes you accidentally die when you're not supposed to and come back to life. But in the process, you get to meet Jesus while he sorts shit out.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, it all makes sense.
I sat on his lap.
There was another story about a little boy that like the parents were real skeptical. But after talking with their kid, they believe in reincarnation because the kid would tell stories and talk about things he envisioned that were documented. Some pilot that died in the war and they were like looking it up and everything he said actually happened. It was documented and you know that's bullshit.
Yeah. There's so many possible explanations for things that too. It could be. It seems fairly unlikely depending on how old did you say the kid was?
He had to be like eight years old, nine, something like that.
It's possible he heard about this pilot somewhere. So he had some verifiable information.
Yeah.
It's possible he said some nonsense that the parents extrapolated on and on until they got to something concrete and said, clearly there's a connection, even though there isn't one.
Yeah.
It's and it's so easy to form false memories or to have your memories altered. Not like in a sinister way, like somebody's coming up to you and fucking with your brain, but just you remember back to things and you're not recalling this perfect memory of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
You're recalling bits and pieces and reconstructing it. And sometimes it gets fucked up. Sometimes you remember things that didn't even happen.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's not that crazy to think that this kid somehow was fantasizing about this word or whatever. And it to him, it seemed like memories.
Yeah.
That's There's all kinds of, it could just be an outright lie. Like the parents were looking for a quick cash grab and said, our son has been reincarnated and told him all this stuff to say.
Yes.
There's so many things that make more sense than my son used to be a pilot in another life.
When you look at these videos, the kids, the little boys seemed coached. They just don't look, I don't know if they're nervous, you know, because the news crew's there, but they seem nervous. Like, what did my dad tell me to say so we can make a quick buck?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Like that guy, the balloon boy, you remember?
Yes.
The guy flew the balloon, said his son was on it. Oh my God, turns out the son was never on it. And then in one of the interviews, the son was like, that's what you told me to say or whatever. Like basically he betrayed him.
Yes.
Because he's a little kid and they didn't drill into him hard enough that he needed to tell this particular lie.
Yeah.
The thing that bothers me the most about this video about Magnet Boy, because I can see right through the bullshit and it's fine. But the thing that bothers me so much about it is that it's from the Associated Press.
Yeah.
It's not from the Inquirer, or the Weekly World News. It's not a tabloid. It's the Associated Press.
Yeah.
And they just blurted it out like absolute fucking fact.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even put one shred of doubt anywhere in there. Like, who knows? They didn't even say, who knows? Who knows if it's true?
Yeah.
Could be. Seems very likely to us. Nothing. No qualifiers in there at all. Just this boy has it. They even say, like, flat out, he has this curious magnetic quality.
Yeah. I don't know that much about the Associated Press.
Fucking journalist? They're fucking journalists.
Yeah, but you know, it's like a business, you know, whatever.
Of course it is. That's the problem.
They got whatever stirs up the community.
Magnet Boy.
Ooh, really?
Magnet Boy is entertaining and dumb people will believe it. Dumb or just naive people will believe it.
Yeah.
And so it'll sell more of whatever it is they're trying to sell. The Associated Press is basically syndicated. Associated Press shit shows up in all kinds of publications and like online and otherwise. So it's supposed to be a respected news source.
Yeah.
It's like you remember that that leprechaun video?
Yeah.
It's like if the Associated Press reported on that. It was a video of a bunch of black people in some town talking about seeing a leprechaun in a tree.
And it comes every year.
Some old lady was like, could be a crackhead. Some guy was like, I just want to know where the gold. Some other guy built something that he called a leprechaun detector. Or no, there was a leprechaun flute, which was just some horseshit piece of...
And he was claiming to be Irish. Yeah.
He said he had Irish lineage, and he had this flute, which was just some piece of
passed
metal.
Passed down from generation to generation.
For leprechaun hunting?
Yeah.
Really, Darnell?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
But it's like if the Associated Press reported that and said, there is a leprechaun in this tree.
Yo.
And all these people have seen it. And that was all they said.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the leprechaun, because it's fucking there.
That's fucking embarrassing. I'd be embarrassed to work for that. Yeah.
And the craziest part to me is that I bet that there are people who would see the leprechaun video, even if it was presented that way, and go, what? That's nonsense.
Yes.
And then also see the Magnet Boy video and go, oh, check that out. It's a boy that's magnetic.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because one is somehow more ridiculous than the other.
Oh, I can just imagine working behind the scenes at like a news place like that. I'd be so embarrassed. Like, really? We're going to put this out? Duve works for the new local news.
I'm not sure exactly what it is he does anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure what his role is.
He had worked for the local news. I know he does a lot of voice acting and stuff now. I don't know how much working for the news he does anymore. I think he does a lot of commercials and things.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe he does more with the actual news than I know about.
If Duve is listening, which I hope he is, I see you all the time on television. It's crazy. Like, he's in so many... Like voiceovers, or he was in a
local commercials and stuff.
Yeah, Stanley Steamer. Yeah. He was like a Stanley Steamer guy. I'm like, oh my God. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe because I know him.
I haven't watched TV in a while, but when I was living with you and Aldi, I would see him occasionally. Yeah. And this, I forget what the commercial was for, but there was some commercial where he was working behind a counter. Ooh, gross. Did you hear that Rebecca Black has a new song?
Oh, no.
The Friday
show? No, I didn't.
It's called My Moment. You want to hear it?
I do. Of course I do.
Rebecca Black, My Moment, if the video hasn't been removed or something by now.
Jordan just called
good,
me.
An ad.
And the two of us are going to France. Radio Shack is sending...
Fuck you, ad.
Fuck you,
I
Radio Shack.
It. Okay, now I can skip the ad.
And what I'm...
You should really be seeing this, but...
Kind of like the last one, yeah.
I'm about to prove you wrong. I'm not the only one who believes in something. My one wish is about to come true. I'm not stopping for you, no matter what you do. I'll just keep on dreaming. My head up in the clouds when nobody's around to see.
All right.
So obviously there's more to the song, but the funniest part that struck me right off the bat is the whole thing is basically her in a recording studio, recording with like a session band.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all jamming with her and stuff. Did you hear any guitar?
No, I didn't.
In that at all? There's a guitar player and a bass guitar player in the background the whole time.
That happens a lot.
Jamming out.
In videos, like no one fucking notices. And I understand a lot of people probably don't, you know, like bitches and girls. But, God, that bugs me.
But why? Somebody had to say, let's get a guitar player in here for this video. Why? Did a previous mix of the song contain guitar? And later they were like, guitars are so last year. Let's get rid of the guitar.
Jesus.
What happened?
It just makes it look stupid. Like, put in a fucking a DJ guy. That would make it look more.
There was a guy on keyboards.
All right.
So that kind
close
of.
Close enough.
That probably kind of accounts for something in the song.
But. Yeah, bass guitar. No, get the fuck out of there.
I could sort of understand if there was a drummer. The drums obviously weren't live drums. They were electronic.
Yeah.
But if there was a drummer basically playing the same beat, I could sort of get, at least there are drums in the song. Yeah. There's nothing.
Still bugs me. Yeah.
There's nothing that correlates with the guitar. There's nothing that you could be like, well, the guitar is meant to represent this. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's probably fairly obvious, but the basic gist of the song is this is my moment, meaning... Literally, like,
She's fucking huge now.
You fucking haters are all shitting on me because you think my song's so terrible. Well, guess what? I'm fucking rich, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I think that's kind of fine. I think that's a...
Good for her.
Yeah. It's a decent attitude to take towards it. Of all the possible ways you could react to all the hate, to come out with a song that says, fuck you, I'm fucking making it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I think that's fine. Although I highly doubt she wrote the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, what do you think of the quality of it? Do you find it as annoying as the previous song? Do you think it's terrible or...
Much better.
Yeah, I actually think it's probably better. And I didn't think the first one was so bad. Everybody on the internet thought it was the best thing in the world to shit all over this 13-year-old girl or however old she was. I didn't think it was so bad the first time around, and I think this one is better, so...
I like how, you know, it's at the just the right beats per minute, you know, where you... Some songs, you know, you can have sex to these beats. But if it gets too fast, you know, you can't put it in the ass anymore. You got to put it back.
You should totally convince Aldi to have sex to this song. And you should start, when it gets to the chorus, you should start singing, this is my moment. Try to time it so that's when you ejaculate.
Oh, God.
This is my moment.
Some songs are too fast, though, like when you're doing anal. You know, it's just, it's too tight. You can't get in and out that quick.
Even with all the copious amounts of ass juice that Aldi apparently produces.
Oh, God.
Because you've never needed lube in your life.
That's true.
Aldi is just a fucking puddle.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways. Yeah. So that's Rebecca Black's My Moment. Do you want to hear some more of it?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I'm
sorry, what were you saying?
I was going to say I'm not a hater. I'm kind of a fan.
This is our moment, Orion.
Because I've grown to accept pop music and its ridiculousness.
This is our moment.
Yeah.
You and me and Rebecca, we're all middle fingers in the air to all the haters.
Yup.
This is our moment, bitches. Okay.
All right. I want to play a game.
Okay.
I'm going to dance.
Okay.
We're going to play the song.
Okay.
And then I'm going to point to you and then you dance. You go. All right.
That's a horrible game for an audio only podcast.
No, it's cool.
Okay. All right. You dance first.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Go, Kyle.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm shaking my tits.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Ow, I just hurt my back. Ow. All right, that's enough.
I feel bad.
That is enough of that.
You know what that reminds me of?
What?
Listener April is making me a mix CD.
Oh, yeah, she delivered it to me today.
What? Yes, there it is. Oh, my God, sweet. But I was thinking, like, nobody does that anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
Girls
do. It used to be mixed tapes, you know, which was even cooler, I guess. I don't know.
You just shat all over April's mix CD.
No, I didn't know.
It would have been cooler if it was a tape. I mean,
I don't have a tape
on.
Player, so this is cooler, obviously. Yeah. But it'd be interesting to have like listeners send us mix CDs of what they're into like now, but we don't have a P.O. box yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe if they, you know, like confidentially emailed the, you know, us and we gave them our address and trust, you know, we can do that. Because that'd be kind of cool.
So you're asking for presents.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who the fuck says no to making a fucking CD? It's like...
I would, probably.
You buy a stack of CDs, you get 100 of them. You know, what's one CD? Just...
Okay. Orion wants you to send him things.
Plus shipping, yeah.
So you go ahead, give everybody your address.
But I'm kind of curious what people are into lately, because there's a lot of shitty music. There's a lot of cool music, but a lot of the cool shit goes unnoticed. It's like underground, you know? You stumble upon it, like in a commercial or some shit.
Yeah. And I stumbled on some of the music I've been listening to recently because I heard it on the soundtrack to the MTV show Teen Wolf.
Yeah, it's shit like that, yeah.
I've been listening to a band called Miniature Tigers.
Yeah.
And I would not know who the fuck they were if it weren't for Teen Wolf.
So that'd be kind of cool. But
There's one song that I'm digging right now, and you've heard it. Like, everybody's heard it. It's old, but I'm really, really into it. It's that Call On Me song by Eric Prydz, P-R-Y-D-S.
Okay. Another ad?
Of course. I've been digging this lately, and it's, yeah, I've been really into stupid, mindless pop music lately.
Okay. Is that what this is?
Kind of, yeah. It's just a dance song, you know?
All right, it's up now if you want.
All right, let's do it.
Right now it's just ladies
in
80s style workout wear.
Yes, they are.
Oh, yeah, I have heard this song. Yeah.
It's like a fucking anthem to happiness.
It's not bad.
You don't need Vicodin. You don't need drugs. Well, maybe a few.
Yeah. This song would probably go pretty well with some E.
With any, yeah. But you could be having the shittiest day, and you turn this on, and you just want to get up and fucking dance.
Completely unrelated.
Yeah.
But, well, not completely, because it's related to the video, but there's a chick in the video, and her workout gear is kind of like a one-piece swimsuit.
Yeah.
But, like, the leg holes are cut really high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the frame I just freezed on is kind of disturbing because she's doing this weird pelvic thrust and it makes her whole hip area look kind of weird.
Yeah. I know what you're talking
about. But
there's
something kind of weirdly hot. I don't know if it's nostalgia or what, but there's something kind of weirdly hot about that cut.
That kind of ties into the whole mom hip thing.
Okay.
If finally. Okay. Yes. If you've listened in the past, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the moms I'd like to fuck have these hips, you know, and I can't describe them.
I think it kind of reminds me of the women I used to see in my dad's porn mags when I was little, because they were kind of old already, and I was already, and I was sort of young at the time, and yeah, I think it reminds me of that.
Yes.
So it's like a boner nostalgia. Yeah.
God damn.
It's not a bad song, though. I kind of dig it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what it is. I'm not gay, but I love dancing, man. It's like working out for bags. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it gets that aggression out.
gets that aggression out.
Oh, yes. Like, relieves all my stress. And I'm serious. I've really thought about doing this. I have a pair of jeans that have too many holes. You know, it's too rocked out.
You're going to cut them into short shorts?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Rock that shit.
I'm bringing back those and the hairy chests.
Yeah.
So
you need to start wearing V-necks.
Yes. No,
so you can show it off like a real man. Grow yourself a mustache, put on the short cut-off jean shorts.
Try a mustache, yeah.
Throw on some high-top Converse All-Stars with some of those athletic tube socks with the stripes pulled up.
Yep.
Go downtown, throw down a boombox, maybe put on a sweatband on your head and just fucking go to town.
Yes.
Make sure you put down like a hat or a bucket or something that people can put money in.
But before I do that, I'll try it out with the neighbors, you know, mowing the lawn. Like,
if you would seriously do that, I would go downtown with the camera and I would film that. And that would be amazing.
We got to bring one more person that is like our buddy that will put money in the jar. So everybody else is like, hey, you know, they're not too embarrassed to walk up and say, I like this.
We should make a music video for this song. That's just you dancing in downtown Grand Rapids.
We should do this. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's make a date.
Okay.
Can't wait.
All right. We'll have to talk about it later.
All right.
People are going to be so disappointed when this doesn't happen. All right. Do you have any interest in taking a break?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yes.
We will be back at you in just a little bit.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
We're back, dogs.
We are back.
Ryan.
Yeah.
Do you want to listen to any voicemails?
Voicemails? We
got
some?
Can you believe it? I almost forgot we had a voicemail line.
I can't believe it now. Anyway,
this week, the voicemail fairy visited us twice. And it was the same person, so it's kind of like I just called this guy the voicemail fairy.
What a fag.
Anyway, here we go.
Hey, Orion, I was just going to say that don't worry about not having a powered garage door or an unpowered garage door now. In 5 years' time, who knows where you'll be living.
okay?
I love it.
Don't sweat the small stuff, Orion.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Lesson learned. Who the fuck knows?
Who the fuck knows?
Your kid won't be ready to play makeshift Indiana Jones for at least 5 years, and by then, maybe you will have moved on up to the east side like the Jeffersons to a deluxe apartment in the... Well, that wouldn't have a powered garage
door.
Yeah,
it wouldn't. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I get it.
Ready for the next one, I guess?
Right.
Hey, you guys were talking about the... HIV or AIDS blood transfusion thing. And I was just curious. So I went over to Wikipedia, and if you search for AIDS in the United States, it talks about how for 30 years from 69 to 1989, it was primarily or exclusively, you could say, a disease that affected sex between men who had sex with men. And so that's probably why. And then it also, weirdly enough, I just noticed one of these paragraphs in here said that the Red Cross and other nonprofits, even though they were recommended by the Center for Disease Control to not take blood from gay people, they went ahead and did it anyway. And that caused a lot of problems because a lot of people who got blood transfusions died from it. So it's probably, must be one of the reasons why people are still antsy about that. I don't know if you guys have ever given blood, but at the very end, after asking you all those questions, they anonymously give you the option to still say, okay, you can take my blood, but don't actually use it. And like say, you know, cause I lied to you about one of the questions I answered about whatever, but, good times.
What a weird policy that is.
Yeah.
Okay. Just in case you showed up with a bunch of friends who don't know you have AIDS, we'll let you give blood to save face, keep yourself in the AIDS closet.
Yep.
But at the end, you better tell us you actually have AIDS. Like, don't use that blood because that's full of AIDS. Like, don't do it. Just give us a heads up at the end. It's a weird thing. It's a weird policy to have.
I'm going to grab this bag of blood and head to the trash can, read this form, and oh, I don't have to throw it out. They're not fags.
Yeah, right?
All
right. There's like a special tick box on the bags or whatever, or the vials that's just like, good.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Lied to us until the end. Yeah. That's just weird. I have never given blood. I have had blood drawn. So I know, you know, what the process is like, but I hated every minute of it, which is why I've never actually given blood.
I'm one of those.
It's not the blood, it's the needles, but I'm one of those guys who I just can't handle it.
Needles, yeah.
Here you get cookies, so I've been tempted.
And but, money.
Ooh, money. That depends. You can sell blood, but a lot of times people just give blood at blood drives.
Yeah.
I've more often heard of people selling plasma,
which
is where they take your blood out, filter it for the plasma, and then pump your extra plasma-free blood back into your body.
That sounds good. Like a good time.
Yeah. It's just all these poor red blood cells just bumping into each other going, why did when did it get so crowded? What happened? Where somebody drained our swimming pool? Anyway, apparently it used to be that AIDS was primarily a disease for gay dudes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Statistically, yeah, it was.
Well, that's not the case anymore. So, you know,
yeah.
That's not a very good reason to continue saying gay dudes can't give blood.
Yeah. I like how when he brought up the Red Cross would take the blood anyway. We don't give a shit. You know, we love everybody.
Right? Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but then people died.
Yeah. Shit. Well, you know what? If you're going to make an omelet, you're going to have to kill a few people.
Yeah. I love that saying.
Yeah, it's an old saying.
Fags ruin everything.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
I just want to give some blood or get some blood if I'm bleeding out.
But they won't let you now that they know about your V-necks and your dancing.
Never. I swear I'm straight. Look at me.
Just like to dance.
Watch me. Hey, you, come here.
Yeah.
Watch me do this. Yes, that's going to
come here, random
vagina.
Female. You see that? If I was a gay dude, I wouldn't have even been able to get the hard on to do this. So
I'm totally not grossed out right now. Check it. Yeah.
And then you're nervous because of the pressure and you can't get it up.
God.
Even more evidence.
Yep.
God, sorry, damn. Mr. Brower. No. We are not taking your acidic, nasty alien blood. So that's the voicemail.
That was great.
I forgot about asking for questions on the Facebook and the Twitter today until quite late.
So yes,
we didn't get a ton there, but we did get some. Our good buddy Dave Bisson says, how about this Rupert Murdoch News Corp stuff? I'm learning that British Parliament is way cooler than I thought it was. They do not fuck around.
And I was like, what the what?
This is one of those news stories that I hear about, and it's not compelling enough for me to click the links. And so I don't know much about it.
Stuff going on in the UK? Who gives a shit?
Since he brought it up, I did a little bit of digging. So I know some about
the situation. Yeah, what's going
on? Rupert Murdoch is this guy, a million years old.
And sounds like it.
Yeah, and he, I think he's Australian, but he owns all of these news things, all these newspapers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in the UK, fairly recently, and actually going back kind of a while, they some of his companies have been accused of hacking into people's cell phones to get access to juicy tidbits of information for their news reporting,
okay,
which is highly illegal and sometimes kind of morally reprehensible. Like sometimes they've hacked into, I think they hacked into some celebrities' phones.
That's what I figured, yeah, celebs.
But they hacked into 9/11 victims' phones.
Oh, Jesus.
And God, what else? There's a bunch of examples. One was like a 13-year-old girl who was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And during the investigation or whatever, or while she was missing, they were hacking her phone and looking through her voicemails. At one point, she had so many that her voicemail box was full. They wanted more juicy information, so they took it upon themselves to empty her voicemail box, delete all of those messages. Who cares if they were important or not?
Jesus.
And the worst part is her family noticed that and thought that meant that their daughter was still alive because she deleted the messages on her phone.
Motherfucker.
Generally a pretty classy move.
Yeah. Way to go.
It turns out that one of the reasons this has come to light is because Hugh Grant, of all people, found out about it and wore a wire while talking to somebody who was kind of involved.
Yeah.
And so that sort of brought some of it to light. Although I don't think that was the first inkling anybody had of it. Now they're in a lot of shit. Because there's been a lot, and there's a lot of there's been a lot of paying off of police
officers,
and a lot of this stuff is documented. Like I was reading something about all these emails back and forth, where it's just blatantly obvious that they were paying off public officials and police officers and things.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I saw was that things were not going Rupert Murdoch's way, they were finding that, yes, in fact, you fucked up, bro. Oh, yeah. You're in some shit. So I guess I don't know enough about it, but I guess that's more or less what Dave's referring to when he says British Parliament is way cooler than I thought it was. I kind of understand the impulse behind wanting to hack a phone.
You need the juice, yeah.
Yeah, and we need
info.
You
can't pay everybody off because they're too fucking honest, yeah.
It seems a little strange because you kind of have to pretend you didn't. Like, where did you get this information?
Yeah.
Like, you can't just say a strange voicemail appeared on the missing 13-year-old girl's phone because how did you know that? You can't, and like so-and-so who died in 9/11 called their family. You can't say things like that because how would you know that? Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure exactly what they were doing with the information, you know?
How'd they get away with it for so long?
They must have been using it as a lead to follow to get some
they
other information in a more legitimate way.
Yeah.
Or lying and saying they got an anonymous tip or something.
There's
I'm not
somebody.
Sure how they were doing it, but
goddamn,
pretty bad news.
Yeah,
kind of stupid. Apparently, they'd been caught doing it before, and they'd kind of written it off like it was just this one rogue guy or rogue department or something. You know, it's just a few bad apples, and they're gone now, so everything's good. But they just kept doing it. Sorry,
they'll never notice.
Yeah. We took care of that. Don't worry about it. So I guess it's kind of a big deal, kind of a big scandal.
That is crazy.
But it's one of those things that just kind of goes in one ear and out the other for me because it's...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why. It just doesn't... It's not that interesting to me. So that's about all I have to say on that matter. And then we got a thing on Twitter. Three separate Twitter messages, but they're all from the same person and they're all a continuation of each other. Like he had too much to say in one, so he said in three.
Uh-huh.
It's I'm Kilo. Excuse me. Jeez, blew everyone's eardrums out. He says, avoid discussions of politics and religion in polite company, right? I found myself in the middle of a discussion on both with a very important customer. Suddenly I realized I was in too deep. Saved myself with, are we disagreeing? Because I think we are totally agreeing. Before I forget, and then he started talking about work before they forget, so he got off the subject. Pretty good way to handle that, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how you just find yourself in the middle of that kind of discussion. I guess if the other person brings it up.
Oh, yeah. That's how it happens, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have peas?
Yeah, do you have
fucking
peas?
Fucking bitch.
Yeah. Yes, we do have peas. let's talk more about actual peas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, Jesus.
I guess that's an anecdote.
Mm-hmm.
I was at work.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking shit.
Yep.
And then I changed the subject. How do you like me now, faggots?
Yeah. Goddamn.
Yep. Pretty good. So that's the Facebook and the Twitter and the voicemails. Thank you, everyone. I love you forever.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about cyberbullying? Do you know much about cyberbullying? Were you paying attention when all this shit was going down? You know, all the gay kids killing themselves?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, man. It's so lonely in that closet. Just off
myself.
They
probably had to make a few laws, you know?
Yeah.
New laws were made.
And there was some teenage girl who was bullied by some other girl's mom or something because the mom made up a boy or posted as a boy from school, basically dated this teenage girl on MySpace and then dumped her and told her how horrible she was all the time. Then the girl killed herself.
Yep.
The reason it came up, the reason I've been thinking about it is because there's an ABC Family movie about it called Cyberbully.
Oh, Jesus.
That's either out now, has come out recently, or is coming out soon. And, it's fucking ridiculous.
I bet.
Because, of course, the person being cyberbullied isn't any kind of social outcast. It's a pretty blonde girl.
Yep.
And people just start talking shit. They start saying, like, you're a slut or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she loses it. Like, she gradually devolves. If you watch the trailer, like, she starts to look more and more like a meth head towards the end of it because she's losing her shit, you know? She's becoming so unstable. This is how this cyberbullying is affecting her. And then I've seen the final, like the ending of the show, basically, which is she puts a video online where she's crying and again looks kind of like a meth head and is talking about how she just can't take it anymore. Everybody hates her. And she kind of says something that vaguely sounds like maybe she's going to kill herself. Her best friend sees this online, tries to phone her up. She won't pick up the phone. So she calls the girl's mom and tells her something's wrong. She posted this video on the internet and now she's not answering her phone. And then so they both rush over to the house and find the girl in the bathroom trying to open a bottle of prescription pills and she can't get the childproof cap open. And she's sobbing. She's hysterical. And she goes, I can't get it open. And they take the bottle from her and she just falls apart. You know, like, no, I want to die. I want to die. It's the most ridiculous, melodramatic bullshit I've ever seen. And I was listening at the time when all the, like, the don't cyberbully because gay kids are killing themselves thing.
Don't
was going
do it.
On.
Ellen, okay, I won't.
Ellen DeGeneres was brought to tears on a number of occasions on her show because of it. And I was listening to another podcast. I believe it was Red Bar Radio at the time. And the host of that show, Mike David, made the point that you're basically giving away your greatest weakness to your greatest enemy is what you're doing. You're telling the bullies who obviously don't give a shit about you. That's why they're bullies.
Yeah.
You're telling them that if I bully you, you will kill yourself.
Yeah.
If I hate you, I think you're a piece of shit. If I tell you that, you remove yourself from life. How is that? Like, how are all these PSAs and everything helping anyone?
Yeah, yeah.
You're just giving you're giving away your kryptonite, your gay kryptonite to your Lex Luthor. It's kind of a stupid idea.
Yeah, it is.
So have you ever cyberbullied?
I have.
Yeah. Who'd you cyberbully?
Not in the way you think. It was pretty dumb, but I would randomly log on to AIM and just find random people in the area locally and just say, so, heard you been talking shit.
Oh, I remember you.
And
when
we'd
you
get into
that.
It and I'd threaten to kick their ass and they'd get all scared and log off. It was fun. Yeah.
Mommy, some guy from the internet's going to kick my ass. Yeah, I don't know if that counts or not.
I don't think so, no.
I don't think I've ever cyberbullied, nor have I been cyberbullied, but I just can't. Like, really? What happened to regular bullying? Like, did people kill themselves because of that? Yeah. Why aren't we talking about that? I have to imagine that's worse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like getting shoved into lockers and shit.
Yeah, they're in your face. It's more of a threat.
Yeah. What happened to those after school specials? Now, people are so, like, such pussies that we don't even shove you into a locker anymore. Now we just talk shit online and you kill yourself. I guess it's a more efficient system.
Yeah.
Get right to the point.
I'm not afraid of physical harm. I'm afraid of my reputation being all smeared.
Stop hurting my feelings. Yes, I guess my dad's sort of cyberbullying me today.
Yeah, yeah.
I should post a melodramatic video. God, I couldn't.
I can't take this anymore.
I was joking, but I couldn't, you know. Like, in case my dad listens to this, even though this is the worst show ever made, apparently, and I'm wasting my life by doing it, if my dad ever listened to this, like, just in case, I would not post a video where I was saying I might commit suicide just because I didn't like the crazy things he was saying to me on the internet. But, but man, if I did, that would show him, right?
Yeah.
You'll feel differently when I'm gone. Yeah.
He'd message back, you know, told you so.
Yeah.
Me for the win.
They'll be so sad when I'm gone. No, they won't. The cyber bullies won't anyway. And your poor mom, who probably wasn't cyberbullying you, is the only one who's going to give a shit.
Yeah.
And is your life like being cyberbullied? It's really so bad. People talking shit on MySpace or Facebook or whatever. It's so bad that that's the only thing you've got going on.
Mm-hmm.
And you figure it's going to happen forever.
I can't help myself. As soon as I get home, I must log on.
Yeah. It's pussies is what it is. Yeah. It's pussies. And I'm sure it gets bad. People can say some harsh shit.
Yeah. Fucking block them. Fucking delete your account.
What's the worst thing you can think of to say to another person?
Oh, man.
I don't even know. What's the worst thing I could say to another person?
Depends on the person,
Yeah, it does. You have to know their buttons or whatever.
If they're fat, you know, call them fat and how fat and greasy they are and stinky.
You could say that shit to me all day. I wouldn't kill myself.
If they're gay, talk about all the dicks they suck all the time. They'd be like, well, yeah, but don't. That's mean.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Especially funny. That can't be it, right? Like, talking about all the dicks you suck? Like, maybe if you're a high school kid, you probably don't actually suck that many dicks. But that's kind of part of what you would like to do.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's like saying, I don't know. That's like saying if you were a musician.
I bet you really like music. I bet you listen to a lot of music.
That's a thing that you either do or would like to do.
Yeah.
Because they said it in a mean tone and they think it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Now you need to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Like
with, overweight people, they're calling them fat.
Right.
Well, you are. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh, you're so ugly. Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Jesus. Sorry. I'll try harder. Do you have any suggestions? I'm 14. I don't have money for a plastic surgeon just yet.
Yeah.
But I'll work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't think of anything. Like even my dad was saying some horrible shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was.
And what am I going to, I'm not going to do anything.
I'm
not going to, you know.
Yeah. A lot of people out there just suck at comebacks, you know. And in your situation with your dad, you had great comebacks. You were basically saying, you know, this has nothing to do with anything. What are you talking about? Yeah, I guess I might have said that in the past.
Well,
even
if the issue is you don't know what to say back and they just keep talking, there are options. If it's Facebook, you can unfriend them and block them and make your Facebook private. Same thing basically with MySpace.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's AIM, you can block them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a service online where you just can't get away from them? And even if there was, couldn't you just stop using that service? I mean, I know it's shitty that you have to do that, but couldn't you?
Yes, for fuck's sake.
There are so many ways out of this that just involve a couple of clicks of a mouse or a couple of keystrokes.
Yeah.
And don't involve swallowing a full bottle of prescription medication.
Yes.
So stop it, faggots. Stop it. It's okay to be a faggot. And if somebody tells you otherwise, don't jump off a bridge, don't slit your wrists, don't down a bottle of pills. Just be a faggot.
Yeah.
just be a faggot. Everything will work out fine.
Yes.
And I don't know. I'm kind of, you got anything going on? You got anything in your notebook this week?
Of course I do.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Well,
I took a hospital tour.
Oh.
Because Aldi's pregnant.
Right.
And my biggest fear, like I said on the show, was not knowing where to park when I get to the hospital. Where do I go? What door? And we went to the hospital because every, I guess online, we looked up that this one hospital we're supposed to go to holds a tour every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Okay, sweet.
All right.
Yeah, they explain everything. So we show up a little early. And they didn't know. This was the worst. It made me even more nervous. Like,
they
were like, they knew about the tour and that it was online, but they're like, they basically had to find somebody to do the tour, you know, because it wasn't like an official thing. Well, if you're here, we'll find somebody and they'll show you around. All right.
Right.
Like, and I felt like a shithead. Like, here I am taking their time from helping people to show me around.
Right.
Because I don't know what to do and I'm so scared.
Like if you hadn't shown up, they wouldn't have had to do it.
Yeah, they would be helping people.
Right.
That's what it was like. It sucked.
Well, I had a brain surgery operation scheduled for this time, but you know what? I mean, what are they going to do? Die?
Yeah.
Well, actually, I guess they could, but...
And picture yourself in this hospital. You go into an elevator. You go to the 9th floor. You come out and you're in a hallway that spans maybe, I don't know, 200 feet from left to right.
Okay. It's a big hallway.
We got one. Yeah, it's a big hospital. We got one person that gave us the tour of the carpeted area.
Okay.
And then we got to the, like, they got done with that. And they were like, oh, I don't know much about that side. I'm going to have to go find somebody else. Like, what do you fucking do here? Like, they only know certain aspects of the area.
I guess depending on what the division means, like what's on each side, I guess they could make sense. You know, the doctors and even nurses to an extent are specialized, but
yes, which I get. But then it made me feel like even more of a shithead, like they got to find somebody else to take, you know, I'm taking up their time.
I wonder, were you the only ones doing that? You were the only ones?
A couple other couples showed up.
Okay. I was going to say, like, does this just never happen? Like, it's...
That's what I felt like it was.
It's on the schedule, but they just cross their fingers that it's not going to happen?
Yeah, I asked them. I'm like, do people show up for this? They're like, nah, really.
Wow.
Well, fuck. Fuck you guys for putting this on. You made it out to be like this, we get a big group, you know, every week.
Come on down.
A week. It's not every day. So, you know, once a week, you know, there's a few people.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Come on down. We'll show you around.
Yes.
No big deal. But we're friendly.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm the only ones here. Oh, it was horrible.
Well, did you get the information you needed?
Yes.
Like, you know where to go now?
And they were showing us around, and I'm like, yeah, basically all I want to know is, like, where do I park? What do I do? Can I leave the car? They're like, yes, you can leave the car. That's fine. We insist.
Okay.
Leave the car. You can get it later.
Do you park out front then? Like, right up by the door?
There's, like, a main entrance. There's other entrances, but there's, like, the main one with the pillars and shit.
So kind of like the equivalent of like, the drop-off area at the airport?
Yes, exactly.
That's kind of nice that they don't expect you to park way out and walk here.
Yep.
I mean, it makes sense, but I could see it being the other way around.
Yes. And I'm like, after hours, where do I go? Because I'm sure I've heard, you know, you close some doors down. Oh, yes. After 9 p.m., you know, only the emergency door is open. I'm like, where's that? Oh, yes, it's right, you know, right past this entrance. Oh, okay, that's all I need. Now we're going to keep showing you around. And I'm like, oh, I'm taking up your time, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there were other people, though, right?
Yeah.
Even then. So, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have peaced out at that point, but it probably wouldn't have made a difference.
Yeah.
So, no big deal.
And one guy, there was like two other couples. One of the guys was like, can we bring our laptops so we can put all this shit on Facebook?
Oh, Jesus.
They're like, of course you can. That's what everybody does.
I'm a little surprised about that. Just because, like, I think there are rules in hospitals phones and
Electronics.
Wi-Fi and stuff.
Yeah.
Just because there's the possibility, however slight, that it could interfere with the mechanics.
As soon as I walk into a hospital.
Equipment is the term I was looking for.
Yes. As soon as I walk in, I just assume I should shut my phone off.
Right.
You know, not even on low. Just turn it off because otherwise.
Well, even if you're wrong, it's at least you've got the right idea. You know, at least you want to help.
Yeah.
But
Aldi's a smarty pants. She's like, no, you only have to do that in certain areas where they have certain equipment. She's listing all the shit off. And I'm like, oh, you're pretty smart.
That makes sense, too. But I wouldn't know where that equipment was. You know, like, is any of that in the area where babies happen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was fun. And cool. Afterwards, it was like, yay, now I know what to do.
Yeah.
But man, it was rough during.
Really?
God damn.
You feel better now?
Yes,
you feel
I do.
More prepared?
Oh, I'm ready.
Good.
Bring it. Yeah.
Good, good. It's coming up.
Yep.
So next month?
We got 3 weeks. Yep.
Yeah.
And she's already at, she's past her 9 months, the full term. And so it's any day now. I don't get why they put like a due date because it could happen tomorrow. It could happen now. And with most women, it never happens on the due date that they schedule. Obviously.
It's an approximation. Yeah. It's like predicting the weather.
Yeah.
Like they can give you a pretty good idea, but they're never right.
Oh, yeah. Why make a date, you know, August 11th? Just say, you know, sometime in August. Okay, I got the idea. All right, thanks. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah.
Well, I imagine it makes people feel a little better to have some idea.
It's more special.
Yeah. Of the due date. And if you haven't had the baby by the due date, I think there are situations where you can just go down and be like, mm-hmm. no, we're having this baby.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to have a cesarean or whatever,
yeah.
then they can just, you can schedule it basically.
They can do that, yeah.
Yeah. So in that sense, if you don't have it before the due date, you can have it on the due date.
What I don't get is hospitals, you know, they're like a business. You show up, you got to pay a shit ton of money. Mm-hmm. They love it, you know, and they like helping people. But they told us if you show up and your contractions aren't too far apart, you got to go home.
Oh, excuse me.
You can't, we can't just sit you here, even though you're paying out of your ass, depending on your insurance, you know, until shit goes down. You know, it's going down today. We'll just wait for it while you sit in one of our beds. They're like, no, you got to go home. We don't have enough room.
I know there are times when like labor will last for fucking forever, like a whole day.
Yeah, I was in labor for 36 hours. What?
But it's not always that way.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure what determines that.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know if you're going to have a marathon birth session or a quickie in and out? But I wonder if you went in and said, the baby's fucking coming.
Yeah.
And they're like, now your contractions are too far apart.
Yeah.
Could they at that point go, you want a C-section? I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder if because the process has already started, they wouldn't do that unless it was an emergency or I don't
know. Probably. Because they did say, if you're past your due date or some shit and you just don't want to wait, you can come in. They can get it going.
Let's get this baby out of here.
Yeah. Which is weird.
Is Aldi, I think Aldi told me she was going to have a C-section.
She's fucking tiny and she doesn't want to turn into spaghetti down there, you know, legs come off.
It would be pretty funny if Aldi did the natural birth thing and then she like walks around like a cowboy all bow-legged for the rest of her life.
I'll tell you one thing. I am ready for this shit because I'm sick of every fucking day. Like, when is she due? The small talk. They don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen you in a while. There's nothing really going on. Hey, I know Aldi's pregnant. When's she due? Small talk. I'm sick of that shit. I am sick of it. I want it to be over. It's been going on for months every fucking day. When's she due? And it's the same people. Like, I fucking told you yesterday.
They'll stop asking when she's due, but there will be new things.
I know.
How's the baby doing? Yep. Has it taken its first steps yet?
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness.
What am I going to do? Yeah. God damn.
But I bet changing that first diaper was a shock.
Yeah. One other thing. When they said, you got to leave because we don't really have the room. It's a big fucking floor. There's hundreds of rooms. How many people are fucking giving birth each day? I mean, Jesus.
All of them.
Like, it's fucking crazy how many people are walking around just popping every day. Like popcorn.
Watching
we are overpopulating
Facebook,
this planet.
Watching my Facebook, it really feels like everybody's having the fucking babies.
Yeah, everybody we know seems like.
Gary's having a baby.
Yep. Congrats, Gary.
That should be entertaining. Gary with a little baby Gary.
Yeah.
Oh, baby man. That should be fun. Congratulations on that baby.
Babies all over the place, but that's all I had.
Ain't nothing else in your old notebook?
Nope. I covered it all.
All right. Well, I guess that has been, I just had a terrible thought.
Has it? Yes, it has.
Yeah. So
I just answered my own question.
As usual, you can email me at Kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or you can Yeah, email me at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
And you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
That's 616-328-5581.
Those are my favorite.
Mm-hmm. They're delicious.
And you can check out the Facebook and the Twitter, facebook.com/itchhat and twitter.com/itchhat.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there are the forums. Actually, there was something I wanted to mention from the forums. Well, kind of two things. One was that we were informed that Slimer is not a ghost. He's a ghoul. God. And your Damn response it. To that actually made me laugh out loud. Orion said, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Like, who gives a shit? And then Paul comes back with like eight different types of ghosts.
This whole list. Actually, Jesus. Pushing his glasses up, which he doesn't wear. Actually, there are 17 varieties of ghosts in the Ghostbusters mythos. If you would read the expanded universe fiction. Yeah.
Page 25?
Yeah. Slimer's not a ghost. He's a ghoul. Jeez. Or actually, I think Paul had a different name for him, which was like a floating gas cloud or something. Yeah. It wasn't it, but it was something like that.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention was that Dave, because last episode, this is partially why I assume my dad isn't listening,
mm-hmm.
even though he talked a bunch of shit about the podcast, because last episode contained a lot of, my dad's so awesome.
Yes.
And one of the things Dave mentioned in the forums was a time when we were kids and my dad drew a Ninja Turtle, but it was a new Ninja Turtle. It was like the fifth turtle.
Mm-hmm.
He had a yellow mask and he had a bola as the as his weapon.
Yeah.
And Dave said that his name was Bola, which was not the case. I don't recall exactly what his name was, but my dad named him after Salvador Dali. It was either Salvador or Dali. I don't think it was just Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
But he named him after him because my dad knew that the other turtles were named after famous painters. They were named after Renaissance artists. Mm-hmm. But my dad named Salvador Dali, the Ninja Turtle, after Salvador Dali because he thought that was a cool painter. So that was actually super cool.
Yeah.
Really, really super cool. So, Dad, if you're listening to this, listen to last episode because it was all me sucking your dick because you're the greatest dad.
Yes.
And that thing I just mentioned, also completely awesome. Yes. Not the worst child ever, I swear. Anyway, you can donate.
Yes,
donate. Or send Orion Mix CDs.
Yeah, do it.
Or other cash prizes.
Just
or
email
whatever.
Us.
You know, they could post in the forums or whatever about, like they could even start in like the off-topic thread or whatever, or forum or whatever. Hey, what am I listening to right now? What are you listening to right now?
Oh, yeah. And then I can look it up. Yeah. That would save them the cash.
Be pretty similar.
But it's not the same.
But Orion wants you to send him presents and you can donate.
Yes.
And that's it, right?
That should do it. Oh, it's been so hot, Kyle. So hot.
I know. I'm melting.
Like I tell everybody, despite the heat, stay cool.
that's not a new outro signature phrase.
No, just today. No.
Okay.
All right. Thanks
Stay
for listening.
Cool, kittens.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
The secret word this episode has been horseshit.